Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, trying to get through a quick weeks of football games with within 4 days and get through the World Series and do all of that. And I'm eating crab cakes. I was at Costas and Timonium this week, had some great guests. Hope you're enjoying it out on the radio as well as on our podcast and everywhere we serve Baltimore Positive. I have the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs from our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Been a luckier batch in the Ravens of late. But certainly had some great winners at Costas, and they turned their tickets in and they scratched them right there in the OTB. Not going to be the case on Tuesday. We're going to be at State Fair in Catonsville on Tuesday morning having breakfast. I'm looking forward to that. And then the following week, we're going to be at Coco's. Two shows next week. Coco's on the 5th. That's Wednesday afternoon. And then on Friday, the 7th, we'll be back at Pizza John's in Essex, where I'm sure I'll have a cheesesteak and I'll have the salad I love and French fries and gravy and all that good stuff that I love. Our friends at GBMC have. Well, they put me up to a lot of things. First off, I'm the convicted 57-year-old guy that's never been to a doctor. That's about to change in lots and lots of ways because our friends at GBMC have put me up to all of this, including my colonoscopy that's coming not this month, but within this month, next month, but before Thanksgiving. So I am all scheduled up, trying to get caught up to my wife and doctor's appointments. And this is going to be a great segment because Dr. Grant Duvall is a orthopedic surgeon, but not just that. He's an Oriole fan. He's a Raven fan. He's a Carroll County guy over at GBMC. And more than that, Doc, first off, welcome. How are you? How are things at GBMC today?
Hey Nestor, thanks for having me. They're going well. We're getting into fall, so weather's really nice outside. If you come to GBMC's campus, lots of trees, the leaves are turning nice and pretty. I think we're almost near peak color now, so starting to really enjoy the fall season. But things are going great at GBMC.
I'm a young old timer, dude. I mean, I know I look, young, but I'm 57. Most of my friends that are older than me, and look, man, I've done sports radio for 35 years, right? So, like, my people are sports people, active people, like all of that. I mean, I had a knee surgery 20 years ago from being a catcher when I was little, just my knees, the whole deal. I'm a hot yoga guy. My Planet Fitness friends opening the new location at Timonium will also clap. But I mean, I've been in your clinic for back L3, back, maybe surgery, knee. I've had a knee surgery, but most of my friends who have been athletic, and I had Marvin Lewis on last week, hips, knees replaced, all of that. Every single one of them, whom I love, who are a little older than me and wiser, have all said to me when I've called them, being their good friend, saying, "Hey man, how you feeling? You got that surgery?" A couple days later, you're checking in on your buddies. They're all like, months later, I see them over a glass of wine, and they're like, "It's the greatest thing I ever did." They're like, "If you need knee surgery or hip replace, if you need that replacement, get it because walking around with it is way worse than getting it fixed." So, am I preaching the gospel maybe the right way with, and I mean, that's to a man. Every person I've known who's ever seen a guy like you has come back months later and said, "Greatest decision of my life."
Well, Nestor, I appreciate that vote of confidence. In the patients that do need hip and knee replacements, in general, they do very well. And part of that is, the patients that are motivated to be involved in the rehab process. And part of that's the fact that we've got much better at doing hip and knee replacements over the years. So before, when you used to kind of either come to the hospital the day before surgery and stay for several days afterwards, we're doing these procedures on an outpatient basis where you come in one day and you leave that same day. And then, with our abilities to kind of make smaller incisions, have less soft tissue trauma and stuff like that, patients are recovering in a much more rapid pace than they used to. So I think the whole process is a bit smoother than it used to, which patients really enjoy. It's something really remarkable to see when a patient's coming into your clinic limping. You can get them in for surgery 1 week and they're walking out of the hospital the same day, which I think patients appreciate that as well.
Well, I see all the pictures. I see my friends put the little hat on that I've had on and taking the pictures. I'm going in. Wish me luck. And then, friends support friends, right? But I think the other part of this is for a lot of my goofy buddies, it's golf, pickleball, whatever it is. I always say to my wife, if my back felt better, I would feel better in moving water. My center, I had a psoas issue that led to a back problem with MRIs and a lot of pain and a lot of PT and a lot of hot yoga. But I'm pretty convinced I'm going to have to see some special. And the thing I keep thinking about with my back, as my knee has gotten better, I had chondromalacia in 2006. I had it scraped up pretty good about 20 years ago, and I had a flap, the whole deal. And I really didn't rehab it well. I tried hard, but it hurt like hell. It was a little bone on bone. 20 years later, I'm 30 pounds lighter. I feel good. But this back thing for me, if I had a knee or a hip, I would think the most important thing I can do, and I feel this way about my back, is get as strong as I can now, that if I ever have to have it done in some traumatic way or in a planned way, I'm always thinking, like, at this age, plan these things. If you know you're going to need this done, plan it, get stronger, do everything the docs say. I know you like hearing that, even though I won't, I might give that out and not follow it. But am I speaking the right way as a 57-year-old guy that's got kind of a bad right knee? I don't think I'm going to need you for that, but my right hip's a little wonko too in regard to my back and in regard to the feelings I feel of electricity in my body when I'm subluxed in some way. I feel like strength is the most important thing any of us can do as we get older to prepare for the meeting with someone like you to help us.
Well, I think you're right. Being strong going into a surgery or being strong before an injury, one, helps prevent injury. And two, if you were to need an intervention, it's going to help your recovery process afterwards. And then you already kind of alluded to the fact, but if you are having a hip and knee issue, a lot of times you can develop compensatory pain, where if you're kind of leaning over more due to favoring a knee, that can hurt your back, or vice versa. Or if the hip's kind of throwing things out of alignment, that can also be straining your back. So you're right that having pathology of one joint can kind of cause, pain in other joints just from you compensating. But your comment about being strong going into any procedure is very, very true, I would say.
Well, I'm moving my stand desk up because I'm talking to an orthopedic surgeon right now, and
Your
I
posture
didn't
looks great.
have, hey, listen to me. I did not have one of these, and I'm doing this sort of kind of on purpose, but my back was getting a little wonky because I don't like sitting long, which is my own self-awareness of what you just said of being out of line, because I'm a leaner. I'm standing on my left leg right now as I'm standing here talking to you, and I'm thinking these are all of these things that eventually will lead me to you, Doc, one way or another, because it hurts a little right now. I'm trying to make sure I stay away from you. I've been doing that, staying away from my friends at GBMC too long, according to some people. But when people come to you, they're already screwed up, right? I mean, they're already in pain. They're already like, I mean, I'm in a little bit of pain, not enough to see you and enough to know what I need to do to try to put it off to some degree, but I don't know what took me to the knee surgeon in 2006 other than holy hell, I can't do this. I mean, I can't walk. It hurt, then that's where the doc found me as a 37-year-old at that point. I don't want to be that guy at 57 or even older. I don't know at what point I need to say to you, take a look at me. Let me know. Am I going to be a candidate? Can you get on that strategic course? Because I'm not afraid of you anymore. Because I have too many friends that have done really well with hip and knee replacements that they've all told me, if you need it, get it. I'm probably going to be a candidate at some point in my life.
In terms of, your question about when people come to see us, that depends from patient to patient. I would say, everyone has, certain tolerances for a certain level of discomfort. The general theme is that people come to see the doctor when they can't do things they want to do, whether that's, be at work, sitting comfortably, standing comfortably, like you mentioned earlier, pickleball, golf. Those are common things, we see people come in, and when they can't do it pain-free anymore, that's generally when they come see us. And in terms of what we do, obviously depends upon the patient's pathology. I would say 80 to 90% of the time, it's mostly conservative care. A lot of times people can get by with therapies, oral medications, injections, specific targeted therapies to kind of get them the back to where we wanted to. In the small minority of patients, we do end up doing surgery, but we try to be cautious in terms of rushing to, invasive procedures like that. I will say the patients that do need a surgery for me, most commonly either a hip or knee replacement, generally are able to get back to the things they want to do, like pickleball you mentioned and golf. Return to play rates in those activities are very, very high.
Pickleball keeping you all in business, right, Doc?
Pickleball is that is a hot topic among orthopedists. I think this is it's just me talking right here. I think a lot of people would play pickleball now, who wouldn't have tried to play tennis 10 years ago, but pickleball is a much more approachable sport. It's easier to play. The ball's moving a little bit slower. So we're seeing a lot more older people get involved in pickleball, which, unfortunately can lead to some more orthopedic issues, especially in our older population.
Well, I'm getting there. I can almost get my discount for the movies. I'm trying to find some benefits in all this. Dr. Grant Duvall is here. He is an orthopedic surgeon with our partners at GBMC, and obviously they're right here in the community. And you, I looked you up. You're one of us. Look, I don't want to talk too much sports with you because it has not been good around here, as you well know, right? But you are one of us. You're a local kid from here who's grown up to follow your dream to be a doctor to GBMC, right?
Yes, sir. So originally from Carroll County. So I grew up watching the Orioles and the Ravens. Growing up, at least when I was young, the Orioles were not that good. That was
You
even
still seem young to me.
before. On the younger side, on the younger side. And then obviously grew up watching the Ravens with Ray Lewis and some of those golden years. Yeah, but this year has not been good. We won't belabor the point, but I'm feeling a turnaround coming on. We had the bye week, we're rested up. I think we're going to make our run here.
All this last place and a colonoscopy in the same year for me. I mean, this is, we're wrapping this
Starting
thing
good.
up well. For you with sports and injury and advice that you would give to avoid you in certain ways, I mean, I've had all sort of holistic things that are going to help joints and labrums and fluids and different things that I hear. But good advice for a 57-year-old guy who was an athlete, was a tennis player, was a catcher, not a motorcycle driver like a stunt car. I'm not that guy, and I certainly have slowed part of that down. But I'm constantly reminded of my injury and how much it screwed my life up, my business, my ability to do all the things that I enjoyed doing when I was on crutches for a couple of months, trying to rehab it. I want to do everything I can do to avoid you, but also realizing like wear and tear is like part of having had all that fun, all the mileage on the tires and all that stuff, that if I do have to come see you again, I'm not afraid of it. And I'm almost thinking one of these four things is going to get me to you at some point. I'm going to do everything I can do to avoid it. But what advice is just general advice for people to have good joint health? And I'm thinking turmeric. I mean, I'm not thinking Advil. I'm thinking things that are like things I can eat, things I can do, obviously walking and exercise and the things I'm always advocating.
So I think in general, the biggest things are just behavioral. So staying active, as you get older, it's not necessarily doing high impact activities like running, but things like walking, hiking, elliptical, walking on a treadmill uphill, and then stretching and then strength activities. So as you get older, your bone mineral density can decrease, which if that were to happen, you have a fall, you're much more at risk for having a fracture. So combining both, aerobic activities like walking, or biking and things of like that, as well as strength training and trying to do that, at least a half hour per day throughout the week, to at least 5 or 6 times a week, in general can help maintain, prevent injuries as well as just maintaining your ability to navigate your environment. In terms of supplements, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of stuff on the internet. In terms of
That's the
supplements,
problem, right?
there
Literally,
is a
right?
lot of
That's the
information out
confusion.
there.
Everybody comes to you and says, I heard this doc, right? I can't imagine being in that place.
The one you mentioned, turmeric, there is some low-level studies that show benefit. And generally it's not harmful, but there is some higher level studies that don't show any benefit. It's a little bit of a mixed bag in terms of evidence-based papers supporting turmeric. That being said, some patients do report some anecdotal improvement for it. The other one is glucosamine, which people take sometimes for joint health. That has some low-level evidence for it as well. Again, a little bit mixed bag when you get into the larger studies, but it's a pretty benign medication. So if people ask about something besides an anti-inflammatory they can take, I usually mention those two.
And say they can't hurt you, they're going to help you. along the
And
way.
yeah, within reason, they can't hurt you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not over. I'm not going to overdose on turmeric. I don't like the tea that much. You know, I mean, I really don't. Or in my ice cream. I'm not Tom Brady. You know,
There we
Craig
go.
Duvall was here. He is the good doctor over at GBMC, our partners in all things. We've had so many conversations. And we talked about the child mistreatment this week. Just one of the tougher. I mean, we're trying to have conversations that maybe wind up in locker rooms and gyms, or you ask your uncle or ask your nay, hey, how was your knee surgery? I know a lot of people that have had knee and hip replacement in recent times. Tell me about robotics. I mean, I don't want to offend you, but you do seem a little young for me. And I would think that if I've had an older doctor, they'd say, yeah, we used to be scalpels and used to be all, you should see what we used to tear people up in the 80s. And I'm a guy that the biggest scar on my body, other than missing a finger from 1973, is I had appendix in 1986. And it actually happened when Chernobyl happened. So I remember where I was, May of 1986. I had my appendix. I have this giant scar, like, and I know. In modern, 40 years later, it would be a completely different procedure than the hell I went through at Church Home Hospital back in 1986. But I think for all of the surgeries and everything I see, and for my wife who had a bone marrow transplant twice, and when we went in for that, I literally, doc, I thought they were going to cut her open like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like literally, I knew nothing. Bone marrow transplant sounds like, oh my God. And it was literally, I mean, it wasn't in any way an easy thing, and it was a very gruesome thing. But when I hear robotics, when I hear computers, when I hear scalpel, like we used to hear in doctors when I was a kid or whatever, I'm thinking your gig's a lot different than maybe your predecessors were a generation ago. And you're probably aware, but I don't say it's easier being a doctor than it's ever been, but I would say you got a lot more tools than maybe your dad or your granddad would have had, right?
I think the way you said that's perfect. When we talk about robotic surgery and computer navigation, they are tools. We're still doing the surgery. There's still some scalpels involved. There is still some scars involved,
It's going to
but
hurt a little bit, right? Just a
it's
little?
going to hurt a little bit,
All
but
right.
not a lot. But robotics is a tool that allows us to more accurately place the components. When we talk about hips, we do use computer navigation. The hip is a ball and socket joint, and that computer navigation allows us to place the cup in an exact position that kind of reflects the patient's anatomy. So hopefully it performs better and has less complications and feels more like your normal total hip.
So these aren't cookie cutter in any way. They're almost, not almost, I mean, even more so than like my Invisaligns. Like it's literally made for you, right? Literally.
We try to match the patient's anatomy to give them the best result.
See, I just at 20 minutes in, I really learned something here. Now I'm thinking like, okay, you got me thinking about, which one you're going to get on me here before it's all over with. Especially because you're a young guy, you're still going to be around GBMC for a few years here, so.
Yeah, I got a few years ahead of me. And in terms of knees, it does allow us to make a smaller incision. We can do things like, a subvasus or quad sparing approach now to make a smaller incision. Robotics allows us to place those components through a smaller incision with also the ability to match the patient's anatomy so that knee hopefully feels more like their natural knee that they had prior to, developing arthritis.
So I had chondromalacia. You're familiar, right? You've done a few of these, right? So this is in 2006. I was walking around the World Cup in Germany with my wife, and every 10th step I would get stabbed. Like it felt like an ice pick in my right knee. I would just like go down, and I'd swallow hard. See, that hurt. And to take a deep breath, and then I walk a little bit more. And this went on for months until I got cut on. And I woke up out of the morning haze in a suite in Timonium, right where GBMC is located. And the doctor looked at me, and I looked up. And he like literally said, "You'll never run again." And I'm like, "What?" I was pretty bad for the first 18 months. Like I was very out of line, what you were talking about, like left, right, at one side hurt compensation. I wasn't getting the strength back equally. Now, 19 years later, I do pretty well. I mean, most days I would tell you, other than maybe if the humidity goes the wrong way or something weird happens and I step wrong off a curb somewhere, my right knee feels pretty good. But I would have told you 15 years ago, I would be a knee replacement guy. So, for a guy like me, staying away from a guy like you. Now that I've fully given you all of my, I've broken all the HIPAA violations on myself
Yeah, I got your medical chart right in front of me.
to let you know. No, I thought that I would be in. I don't feel like that's going to happen to me. But what would be some signs for me to be looking for? Because I had pain forever and ever, and I really don't anymore. And it's kind of, I don't say miraculous. It speaks to my weight, my diet, the fact that I'm on the yoga mat 4 days a week, and I don't run. I'm not a runner. I mean, I like anything contact like that scares me because I'm. No offense, Doc. I'm trying to avoid you.
No, I think, I mean, honestly, the things you're saying, you've been doing all the right things. So, running in a healthy knee is not hard on the knees. That being said, if you've had a prior history of a knee injury or chondromalacia or, knee arthroscopy, like you're mentioning, running can be a bit higher impact than we'd like on the knee and kind of flare things up. But the things you've already been doing, like maintaining a healthy weight, maintaining your flexibility and strength with yoga, those are all great things to keep doing. And, if you're not getting to the point where you're having persistent pain for more than a couple of days, then it's fine to just kind of keep self-monitoring. It sounds like you have a pretty good tab on, the knee health and how what things to do, what things not to do. So, hats off to you.
I'm a Dundalk guy, man. I'm just trying to get Rod Woodson, our world champion and my friend, said to me in 1998 when I first met him and the team stunk. You remember that the first time around when you were younger then.
I was young, but I've heard of it,
He would always say to me in the locker room with Ray Lewis and those guys, "I'm just trying to get right, man. I'm just trying to get right. I'm just trying to get." So for me, all these years later, after knee surgery, after all of this, I feel like I'm trying to learn and I'm trying to, get better in this way, in a way so that I don't feel dumb later for having made the mistake of having to have a surgery I didn't have to have, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. No, you're doing the right things.
All right, Doc. Well, I'm hoping I avoid you, and but I am having a colonoscopy. I'm trying to do all of these things that my wife's been on me about, which every wife I know about, every husband I know. So it's a little reminder to everybody out there. Take care of yourselves. Our friends at GBMC are down the street, always around the corner with a doc like Dr. Duvall to help us out. Not all of them are from Carroll County and rooting for the Orioles and the Ravens. So do you have any Oriole offseason or anything you want to say at all?
We need to get healthy and we need to get some pitchers back. That's the two big things I would say.
Spend money is what I'm saying. All
Yeah,
right,
or
man. Let's.
spend some money. Yeah,
Well,
that's
I mean, it's not my money. It's their money. Is we sit here and watch the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, have top five payrolls.
There you go.
Hey, cheers to you. I hope to see you in the hallways of GBMC when I'm going through for my colonoscopy, but to avoid you for a knee surgery. But in a general sense, MRI is good for a guy like me to see where I am, right?
I would say if you're not having issues, there's no reason, but
My back's
depending on your.
wonky. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm getting a whole physical because I have my partners at GBMC looking after me now. But I when I see my primary doc, I'm going to say, I'd like to take a look at what I used to look like and what I look like now and see if all this yoga and all this working out at Planet Fitness and all the things I'm doing right have in any way. You use the word, use the medical word about like arthritic, right? Like degenerative or arthritic. When I hear it, I have degenerative disc in my back. I was told that. I don't know. What do I do?
For the knee or the back?
Either. That's what I'm saying. Like to get the overall. Where my body is to know, like, am I in better shape than I was or worse? Because I had an MRI a couple years ago, and it was very like my chiropractor looked at it and said, "Ooh, and he's my friend, So I want to have a better picture of what I look like right now.
I can't speak for the spine, but for the knee in particular, we generally start with X-rays, and that can show us if there's arthritis or any type of bony abnormality. And then sometimes we do get an MRI, which gives us a better picture of, the meniscus, the ligaments, your tendons, as well as the cartilage in the knee,
I just
depending
want to
upon
know
the
why it
patient.
doesn't hurt anymore to some degree, other than I'm
I
smart and
think because
strong and skinnier and like all of that, right?
all
Yeah.
the yoga, I think that's my opinion.
But I mean, just seeing where I was told I was sort of bone on bone and that I would never run, I guess that's why I brought that up, and that I feel differently about it all these years later, but I don't know why. And I am sort of, well, I'm 57 now. If I start running around by the time I'm 67, I'm going to have Dr. Duvall and I'm going to be okay with a knee surgery, but I just. Like to prepare for these things. I'm a strategist, Doc.
I like it. I like, in terms of, when people are experiencing flares and knee pain, it's hard to predict. Sometimes we'll see people with bone-on-bone arthritis, and you ask them, "Hey, is your knee hurt?" And they say no. Sometimes, an acute injury can aggravate things, which flare things up, creates a lot of inflammation, have a lot of swelling in that knee, and they can have a pain flare. In terms of when that happens or why that happens, I'd be lying if I told you I could predict it, but it can happen.
You just made me grimace, man. You're like inflammation in your knee. And I'm thinking, my knee was as big as my head for about 6 months in 2006. And I hadn't thought about that in 20 years. So let's end this on a good note in which the Ravens well. Dr. Grant Duvall is here. He's an orthopedic surgeon with our partners at GBMC who are trying to, strangely enough, put me back together at this age and keep me in the great shape that I'm in. Doc, thanks so much for trying to educate me and being a good sport here about something that makes a lot of people grimace about knee and hip surgeries and all that stuff. But I'm here to assure them that you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of people that you see out in the community, especially being a Carroll County guy. You fix them up and they're golfing again, they're pickleballing again on their boat, doing whatever they do, right?
That's our goal, Nestor, for all our patients.
Happy people walking the earth. Thanks, Doc. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Grant Duvall joining us here from GBMC. I'm getting back out on the road with these. These are Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. They're Raven scratch-offs. They've been a lucky batch. They're purple. Got a chance to win 20 grand as well as tickets for 20 years with the Ravens. Even the Doc could use that. And we're monitoring the Ravens. Luke's out in Owings Mills. All of our injury reports, all the cool stuff we bring on our WNST tech service brought to you by our friends at GBMC. They're my partners. And we're also going to be getting in colonoscopy, talking about PSA and all that stuff. We'll do that in a different segment, but we're educating folks and trying to do our best on that front, as well as doing some Ravens offseason and some Mike Elias news. We're going to have a manager around here sometime soon, maybe an orange proof of smoke when that happens out of the Camden Yards warehouse. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.